With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Michigan's U.S. senators are introducing legislation meant to prevent an oil spill on the Great Lakes. Senators Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow unveiled the measures yesterday. Senator Gary Peters joins us. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Gordon.
Give us the specifics here. What are you proposing that you say would prevent an oil spill on the Great Lakes?
Well, we are going to deal with a number of aspects to prevent a spill. First off, this legislation will ban the shipment of crude oil on the Great Lakes, which we believe is a simply unacceptable risk to the lakes. All your listeners need to think about is an Exxon Valdez disaster in the Great Lakes, which would be catastrophic. And although crude oil currently is not being shipped on the Great Lakes, because people also concur with that opinion, it is being discussed as a possibility, particularly with the volumes of oil coming out of Western Canada. We want to be preemptive, make sure that never occurs, that we don't have to fight that battle, and that shippers know that that's not something that will be acceptable on the Great Lakes. And then the other aspect of the legislation deals with much tougher regulations and oversight of pipelines in our state, particularly those pipelines that cross the Great Lakes watershed and through the Great Lakes, specifically Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac, a major concern that we have of a potential break in that 60-year-old pipeline up there. In fact, a recent study from the University of Michigan modeling a potential spill says that the absolute worst place for an oil spill in the entire Great Lakes is in the Straits of Mackinac, primarily because of the volume of water that traverses those straits. In fact, it's equivalent each day to about 10 times the volume of Niagara Falls going through there. So we need to be extremely vigilant and enhance those inspections and also make sure that we have response plans that actually work.
Given the age of that pipeline that goes through the Straits of Mackinac and where it is, should it just be shut down or replaced?
I think that's certainly on the table as a possibility, and that's part of what we're doing with this legislation. The state has a task force, and they came out with a number of recommendations but did state that the days are numbered for that pipeline. But in order to take action, they also thought we needed to have more information so that we would have a basis legally. And that's what this legislation does. It provides that information and requires a risk analysis study by the Department of Transportation. We'll also require national academies to do an analysis of alternatives. If that pipeline is shut down, what are some of the other alternatives necessary? It's going to enhance transparency, so we can really take a look at some of the pipeline operating standards and inspection reports to make sure that those are available for interested individuals and groups to evaluate, to assess the true risk. An area that I think has been overlooked and I'm focused on in this legislation is that when we have a response plan for a cleanup, we have to make sure it is actually possible to do that cleanup. And what we put in a response plan that, surprisingly enough, is not required in response plans now is what to do if there is ice cover. And the Straits of Mackinac are covered with ice every winter. These last two seasons in particular was incredibly thick ice. It was difficult for even an icebreaker to get through. As difficult as it is to clean up a spill, particularly in fresh water, where we have very little information as to how to clean up spills, it would be next to impossible to clean up in a heavy ice cover, which certainly leads to the point, at a minimum, a pipeline probably should not be operating if there is no response plan that would work if there's a spill.
We know all about pipeline safety in the Kalamazoo area because of the 2010 spill on the Kalamazoo River. Has there been any improvement in terms of inspecting pipelines, making sure the pipelines work, and being prepared for an oil spill since that rupture in 2010?
I think there's still much more work to do from PHMSA, and that's part of what we'll be talking about in the next few weeks. I'm on the Senate Commerce Committee. We have oversight of PHMSA, which is the federal agency for pipeline safety. They will be before the committee. We'll be raising a number of those issues, including some additional resources for them so that they have the people necessary to do those inspections, but also make sure they have all of the tools they need. And that's in particular the extra tools they need in what we would consider high consequence areas. So part of this legislation is to identify the Great Lakes Basin, which would include Kalamazoo River and other places like it, as a high consequence area that would require additional safety measures because of the ecological sensibility or I should say vulnerability we have to a spill.
We have about a minute left, Senator. The Detroit Free Press, in their story on this, they theorize that the prospects for this legislation may hinge on whether Republicans in the Senate are going to balk at placing additional regulations on businesses or giving more authority to government regulators. What are your thoughts about the prospects for this getting through at least the Senate, the body that you're in?
Well, I'm actually cautiously optimistic about that. I have been in regular conversations with Senator Thune, who is the chairperson of the Senate Commerce Committee, and his staff. His staff and my staff have been working on many of the details within this bill as possible amendments to the PHMSA reauthorization that we'll be taking up in the next few weeks. So whether or not the entire bill passes, I am hopeful and believe that we have made some good headway to getting some of the key provisions in this legislation will be made part of the PHMSA reauthorization that I do know will pass and will move out of the Senate in the weeks ahead.
Senator Peters, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Gordon. Thank you so much.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters, a Democrat from Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.